gallivanting freely across the land. Just how many places has he visited? He tracks down stylish cafes the world over and drops in for a cup of joe. Not only does he talk about coffee, but he also sends along the latest local news and pictures. Chapter 12. Paris. Hey everyone, it's me, Magumagu-chan. Today I'm in Paris visiting Chartier. Decorated in the fashion of the 20th century Belle Époque, it's hardly changed a bit since it was established in 1896, and in 1989 it was recognized as a historical landmark. It feels like the Paris you'd see in an old movie, and it has a great atmosphere for a cheap Parisian eatery. Not only is the restaurant dear to locals, but it's also extremely popular with tourists. And as soon as the doors open, the tables are full and there's a line of people waiting to enter. But because the seasoned garçon flits so efficiently around the restaurant, we were able to get a table relatively quickly. Of course, since it's so crowded, everyone has to share a table with other customers, and I got the chance to talk to the lovely elderly couple visiting from Germany that was seated next to me. When it originally opened, it mainly catered toward blue-collar workers, and the store apparently offered up large pots of boiled meat and vegetables made into a warm, chunky soup called bouillon. Even today, compared to other restaurants, the prices are unbeatably low, and the potage appetizer of the day, potage du jour maison, is just 1 euro. The entree itself is under 10 euro and is a heaping portion. These days, there aren't many restaurants where you can eat at this sort of price. Perhaps most noteworthy in Chartier is the black-vested, long, and white-apron-wearing veteran garçon busily moving about. It's been such a long time since I've seen such lively, enthusiastic French people working. The garçon jot your order on your paper tablecloth, and they even scribble up your bill right there as well. Since this concept of delicious food and good service at a reasonable price was established 100 years ago, customers continue to cherish it, and over 50 million meals have been served. Catching a glimpse of the pride amassed from layers of history was really cool.